This is the what I'll call the center of the storm program. These are the folks that live it, breathe it when it happens. I have the easy job as an outside counsel. I have one client, and it's usually these folks, and I have only temporary custody of the matters that they deal with on breaches. They own the matters, and they have many clients, many constituents in their companies. So we're going to get a unique perspective on what it looks like on the inside when one of these incidents happens. The topics that we're going to cover, and I'd like to spend about 10 minutes on each topic, is managing vendor risk. That's a huge area of concentration for in-house lawyers. The prophylactic side, what can you do on the front end to protect yourself when you have the issue on the back end? The dreaded phone call, when the phone rings, what happens? 3-2-1 launch. You guys get these calls. What do you do? Common hurdles in incident response, things that you see. Each of these folks have been through several breaches. They all come from a nice cross-section of sectors and size of company. Privilege in cyber investigations, very important. We'll talk about why. And then how to prevent it, both from technical tools and non-technical tools. And then we'll leave some time at the end for Q&A. Okay, let's get started. Managing vendor risk. And Sarah, I'd like to go with you first. And I would like each panelist, when we introduce a slide, if you'll just give a little background on your company and your role in your company so that we have some context for your connection to breach matters. And Sarah, you bring an extra special perspective because you have both a legal hat and a business hat.